An analysis of Ghana's human resource situation in the hospitality and tourism industry shows enormous potential in terms of revenue generation and employment creation. The sector has made some progress over the years, but is still underdeveloped. In view of this and other shortfalls identified, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, UMass, in the U.S., decided to help change the narrative and tilt it to better the lot of Ghanaians. This it intends to do by enhancing the capacities of technical universities to champion and sustain human capital formation and training systems for the industry. Professor Emmanuel Akwa, who is with the Office of International Programs at UMass, expressed his institution's delight with the partnership, saying Ghana's human capital in the tourism industry must be properly harnessed. He elaborates further the benefits to be accrued under the agreements.
What we have done is each university from Ghana has signed and indicated exactly that they would like to do under this agreement. And it is focusing very heavily on faculty professional development, staff professional development, and student exchanges. It will provide opportunity to have the curriculum that the 10 technical universities and the polytechnics here will have, where when their students graduate, in addition to their regular university certificate that they will get, they will be getting some professional certification from the American Hotel and Lodging Education Unit.
The chairman of the vice chancellors and rectors of technical universities and polytechnics in Ghana, Professor Emmanuel Sechi, challenged the institutions to commit to the agreements signed. He said it is one of the opportunities that foreign organizations offer their African counterparts that must not be toyed with. Professor Sechi added that as technical universities and polytechnics, such programs give them the impetus to impart into students more practical knowledge with less emphasis on theories which have not speeded the development agenda of the nation.
Abraham Donko reporting.